time to head over to the ice for our weekly Fargo Force Coaches Conversation this week with assistant coach of the Fargo Force and Jackson Keene. And coach, you had yourself a busy weekend, but it did not involve traveling the entire upper Midwest, I would imagine, as the guys were in Dubuque, Cedar Rapids, and Omaha back-to-back-to-back nights. What was the weekend like for you last weekend while they were playing on the ice? Were you out scouting, and how did everything go for that?
Yeah, I didn't go on that trip, the tough road trip there, but I was down in Minneapolis and in the city's area in Faribault, watching Shattuck and a few teams scouting. So it's always good, I guess, this time of the year to get out on the road and see some, you know, get prepared for the draft that's coming up. It seems like it's kind of far away, but it sneaks up on you. So we're obviously trying to do our best to get our eyes on players. And I think for me, it was a good opportunity to go and see some pretty good hockey and see some of our draft picks as well. So it was good.
When it comes to you and your scouting, Jackson, are you guys also scouting players for potential trades, et cetera, or are you just focused solely on the kids that are not in the USHL right now?
A little bit. I think we're we made a trade the other day, and there was a piece involved with one of their affiliate players and one of our former affiliate players. So we're always looking at that. But at the same time, we're, you know, a little more focused on the draft, and seeing the guys that are free agents or draft eligible for the phase one draft. And then, you know, as you see teams and you see guys that are drafted by other teams and things like that, you obviously pay attention, but I think for the most part, we're focused on our guys and, potential picks.
Now, when it comes to scouting for the draft, can you give us a little kind of background on, in a sense, how that works for you? Because I guess I'm not 100% familiar with that process. I would assume you're out watching a lot of the high school players, especially able to get over to Minnesota, where, you know, high school hockey is so big. Can you tell us a little bit about the process and kind of what you're looking for in players at the high school level?
Yeah, I guess for those that don't know, there's two drafts that the USHL has. There's a phase one draft, which is this year, 2009 birth years, which seems crazy to think about. But yeah, so those are the phase one. So a lot of those players we watch as more of a future. They call the futures draft, which usually a lot of players don't end up playing the league for a year, maybe 2 years after that. And then there's obviously the tender part of it, which we used last year with Cole Baumgartner. And when you use that tender, you lose your first round pick, because that's essentially your first pick. And then if you decide to do a second one, it's the second round pick. So that's kind of the phase one, which is more of the younger guys. And then there's the phase two part of it, which is basically any age. You could draft 2009 players as well in that, but that one's more built for building your roster for the following year, just because of how college works with a lot of the players turning over. And like we did last year, I think there was 18 or 19 guys that left our team last year. So the phase two is really important to find those guys that you think can help your team, you know, in the following year, or add it to your affiliate list and somewhere down the road. But, you know, with the Minnesota high school, it's obviously really big for us. Sometimes it's a bit of a jump for the players, but I think for the most part, just with our location and where we're at in North Dakota, it's pretty big to look at that area and have kids that are semi-local and going to see the Minnesota high school stuff is always pretty important.
Jackson, I'm kind of curious because I know that at times when players have gone to play, say, in the World Juniors or Junior A Select tournaments, et cetera, like that, sometimes you guys call up some of your players that are at some of the affiliates, which I would assume is in the NAHL. And I'm wondering if there's players you have their rights to as far as the USHL level, do they go to a specific NAHL team, or are they kind of up for drafted into the NHL, so they're kind of all over the league. How does that work, in a sense, for the Fargo Force?
Yeah, it kind of depends, I think, where the kids are located. It's kind of different for everyone, but for the most part, the NA has a draft pretty similar to ours, just trying to build their rosters for the following year. And we've had players from our affiliate list get drafted in the NA, or they decide to go to the BCHL. There's definitely lots of options now for players if they're if they're maybe not ready to play in the league as of now. And you know, that's kind of just that changing landscape of junior hockey right now. I think more when I was playing, a lot of the kids, you know, kind of stayed semi-local and. Like when I was growing up, I always played in Winnipeg and then moved to the USHL and so on. So it's kind of different now. There's a lot of different prep schools and there's a lot of different junior leagues now that kids can go and that develop. And realistically, it's not really where you are. I try and tell this to a lot of the kids. It doesn't really matter where you are. If you're good enough and you're producing and playing well, like that's, you know, we'll find you.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
There's obviously lots of great places for guys to go, and there's a lot of local good teams in this kind of area. So, you know, having kids in Minot and Bismarck and those places is obviously a little easier for us, but for the most part, it doesn't really matter where they're at.
So are you also scouting maybe NHL players that have not been drafted by the USHL? Because I know they keep, in a sense, expanding. Because I know this year, just coming online this year, is a new franchise down in Watertown, South Dakota, the Shamrocks, which is, you know, Watertown's kind of closer to my old stomping ground. So do you guys get out and scout some of those NHL players that have not been drafted by USHL teams?
For sure. Those are, you know, the NA is a good league and it's got a, you know, obviously with our USHL is American. A lot of the players are American and you can only have a certain amount of imports. So, definitely looking in the NA is a good opportunity for a lot of players to keep playing and develop. And, you know, for us, like, I think, last year we had Gavin Morrissey, he was playing in the NA the year previous and, I think it was really good for him to go and play. And, you know, he probably could have been in the USHL the year he played in Austin, but, I think for him, it was really good to go and play a lot and get a lot of touches. And then when he was 20, he was able to come in and be an impact player right away. So, again, it kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier about, it doesn't really matter a ton where you're playing, as long as you're going and you're playing a lot and getting your touches and all that stuff is, you know, I think the biggest part of their development.
With the trade deadline coming up on Thursday, actually, so what, a day away at this point, you guys did make a trade with Youngstown, kind of alluding to that a little bit. I'm curious if you have any additional info for us and the fans. You send out Peter and Malachi, and then you swap a couple phase one and phase two draft picks, but you bring in a pair of forwards from them, and Kuzma and Andre. Do you have any additional info on those two young men and what the Force are getting in that exchange of players?
Yeah, so we received a phase two second round pick and a phase one pick. I don't actually remember what it is, but and then also the two players you mentioned, Kuzma Voronin and Molgachev, and those are, so Voronin's a really good player. He's really skilled. He can skate. He was here yesterday for his first skate, so that was kind of the first time I got to see him. And you know, I think he's going to come in and bring a little more pace and a little skill to our lineup. And obviously with Molgachev, he's a young kid. He's in a 2008 birth year. He's actually playing in Little Caesars right now, 16s, with three of our draft picks already. So we've obviously kind of done our homework on them, and it's cool to see guys play together, first of all, and then, you know, hopefully down the road they've built some chemistry and can come in and be impact players for us. So it's never easy moving a player like Peter. He's a great kid. He's, you know, done everything he can for Fargo, and he was obviously a part of that championship team too. So for him, I think it was a little he needed a little bit of a fresh start and in Youngstown, and they obviously showed some interest. So, you know, when things like that come up, it's not always easy, but I think it's a good opportunity for him, and it was also a really good opportunity for us to get a couple pieces, one for this year and, you know, hopefully some for the future as well.
I was looking a little bit into him, and yeah, Mogachev, like you said, in that 16U AAA team, 60 goals, 51 assists in 48 games. I don't know how high level that league is or how ahead of his time he is, but I'm very excited to see him moving forward here. I would assume next season, if not in a season or two down the road. As well, maybe there's not even a good way to answer this, but I am kind of curious, when you're swapping around some of those phase one and phase two draft picks and understanding, you know, one of the drafts is a little bit younger, one of them's a little bit more, you know, a year older of the young men. So you maybe don't get an extra year of eligibility out of them. Does that affect how you go about your scouting at different points, where you say, well, hey, you know what, we're leaning more into the phase one this year or into the phase two, so we need to look at a year older or a year younger for scouting? Does that happen, or do you just kind of keep doing your thing and you gather up the information and wherever those draft picks come at the end of the season, you just roll with them that way?
A little bit, yeah. I think it's, you know, with just the way the last couple of years have gone with our success, a lot of times you kind of give away those draft picks to build your team. You know, now being able to get a phase two second round pick is really big. We didn't have one at the time, so getting those high picks are definitely important. I think if you go back, you know, the last few years, like our second round pick last year was Alan Lendak, who's obviously our starting goalie and doing a really good job. So having those high picks is important for building the future. I think it's hard to think about the future at times. During a season like this, you know, you're always, you know, you want to win now and you want to be, you know, competitive. And at the same time, you still have to look out for your future and the future of the organization, obviously. So, you know, getting a second round pick is, I think, really important for our organization. And then obviously being able to get those younger guys that can help us in the future is extremely important, especially with, you know, a really good player like Mogachev. So,
as we now appreciate your time, appreciate your input as well, Coach. It's cool to kind of be able to know what we're expecting from that trade and from those drafts that are coming up the next couple of months. But for myself, in closing, I don't know if Jace has another question or two yet this week, but you guys host Sioux Falls on Friday. You're at Sioux Falls on Saturday night. You guys have built up a bit of a rivalry with the Stampede at this point. How much of a playoff feel is it going to have this weekend, and what needs to happen to be successful when you're home one night and you're on the road the next, almost kind of like you're fighting out a little bit of a playoff series?
Definitely. I think, you know, in the last few years, Sioux Falls has had some great teams, and we have as well. So whenever, you know, the time comes where we can play against Sioux Falls, it's always, you know, we've, like you mentioned, we've kind of built up that rivalry. And I know when I was playing, Sioux Falls was always a tough place to play. So being able to play them at home and also being able to go on the road are both really important. And then, you know, obviously they're huge points for our conference, and they've done a great job this year. They have a good team. They're skilled and they can skate. And so for us, I don't think it's a whole lot of what they do. It's a lot of, you know, what we do. It sounds pretty cliche, but I think, you know, we're confident in our group, and we know how to win still. So, you know, I think it'll be great games. We're excited to play at home. I feel like we've been on the road a lot and in the last, you know, ever since Christmas. So, again, it's really, really exciting to be back at home, but also Sioux Falls is a fun place to play. They get some good crowds at their rink, and I know the guys are excited.